This is the brief on extending blood thinner therapy for heart stent patients. A massive new trial of over 8,000 people just revealed why keeping stable stent patients on two blood thinners for an extra year is a literal survival game changer. We're going to explore the standard treatment, how this trial totally changed it, and why the biggest concern about making that change got completely debunked. First, let's look at the baseline. You know, DAPT, or dual antiplatelet therapy, just means taking two blood thinners like aspirin and clopidogrel at the exact same time. Patients with multiple blocked arteries usually get 12 months of DAPT right after getting a stent. Well, this trial in China took 8,250 stable patients hitting that 12-month mark, randomly assigning half to take DAPT for another year and half to just take aspirin. It's kind of like deciding whether to keep a double security detail on a building for an extra year, even though there haven't been any break-ins. Is that extra security actually worth it? Second, let's talk about efficacy. Turns out, the patients who stayed on double blood thinners for that extra year had a significantly lower risk of cardiovascular death, non-fatal heart attacks, and non-fatal strokes compared to the aspirin-only group. So yeah, the extra security absolutely worked. Finally, let's look at safety. Now, you might be thinking, wait a second, if we keep people on two blood thinners for an extra year, aren't they going to be at a way higher risk for major bleeding? Surprisingly, no. Major or clinically relevant bleeding was practically identical between the two groups, just 1.4% for DAPT versus 1.5% for aspirin alone. For stable patients a year out from a heart stent, extending double blood thinners for another 12 months gives absolutely crucial extra heart protection without adding any extra bleeding risk.